It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Omni Nashville Hotel, hour three, trying to get to Berg, Josh Newberg. Charlie is attempting that. We'll give it a couple minutes here and see what happens. We're going to have a lot of hangout time this hour as well. 888-702-5494, 888-702-5494, and on Twitter, at Bill is King. Tweets on air, Buffalo Wings and Rings, Cool Springs. We've covered a lot of territory so far. Interesting, and you'll recall yesterday we got into this a bit, but you know how we were talking about Michigan? When's the last time it appeared they were stable at quarterback? And I'm talking about for a few years, it was Chad Henne is the best we can come up with. Now, I had some people hit me up yesterday and said, Bill, Tom Brady went there. Well, we're not going back that far. Obviously, he's the best ever, but pro. Not the best ever college, but he's the best ever pro, right? But seems like Chad Henne and Michael Hart, quarterback, running back. Back to Florida, though, the state of Florida, Florida State, Miami, University of Florida. We went back. When was the last time they were all good together? And Gator Dave went and looked. And we knew it would be somewhere in the late 90s because, got to remember, after that, you start heading into that lost decade for Florida State that Florida State fans will always remind you of. They don't want to remember it, and I don't blame them. But the year was 2000 because Miami had 11 wins, Florida State had 11, and Florida had 10. They were all ranked in the top 10. And Miami was, kind of remember, in 2000, they were right on the edge of a dominant stretch. I mean, a wicked dominant stretch of 2001-02. And 2000, obviously, was Florida State and Oklahoma, but they were right on the eve of all of that. Anyways, Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, Florida State site, and also the podcast that is very popular called The Big Three Roll Up. Berg, how you doing, man?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
So what is the we've got some distance now from signing day. What's the – and fallout's not the negative word. I'm not looking to be negative. But what's the thinking now that there's space in between what Florida State got done with this class?
You know how it goes. Every fan base has their signing day freakouts, and then cooler heads prevail, and then the coaches speak about how great their class is and how excited they are to get every single one of these players, and that they didn't miss on anybody, and they got every guy that they wanted. And then the fans come around and kind of realize, you know how it goes. Fans always take for granted the kids that commit first, and they kind of judge the day based off of what happened on signing day. And for the most part, I think Florida State fans, once they realize what happened, really appreciate the offensive weapons that they added, guys like Treshawn Harrison and Jordan Young and Warren Thompson, especially at the wide receiver position. We've seen such inconsistency and I don't want to say subpar play, but the wide receiver play at FSU just hasn't really jumped off the page at you over the last 2-3 years. So I think a lot of fans are really excited about what's coming in on the offensive side of the ball for the Noles.
You bring up a good point, though. Coaches on signing day, when they have their press conference, all is done, and then they have the press conference, and the fans get to see it. Basically, at that point, every fan, and it doesn't matter which team, across America, every fan goes into a trance and believes everything that the coach says. I'll tell you what, a coach on signing day in their press conference could tell their fan base, right now I want every one of you to disrobe and run naked in the streets, and they do it, right? They'll do anything. It's like a hypnotic state, right?
Well, and now you understand why kids make, you know, everybody says to these recruits, you should never make a decision based on a relationship. It should always be based on the school. And then the coach goes out and woos, you know, the whole fan base with this speech. I mean, imagine what a coach can do to a recruit when he's in his living room. These guys are salesmen. So you wonder why these kids make these emotional decisions based on relationships. I mean, the fans do it. You know, like you said, the coach could sell them on anything when he gets up there at the podium.
Right.
So
I swear, my first experience with this was, it wasn't one of Fulmer's better classes, and it was a long time ago at Tennessee. But Tennessee sliding into signing day missed on a bunch of All-Americans, and they really needed linebackers. They missed on some of them, too. So they ended up taking a couple linebackers from, like, Lakeland, Florida, Berg, that you would never have heard of, and really I didn't either. And they both were, like, 6'2", 195. And so on signing day, when they took these two guys that were not well-known, fans were going nuts. They were mad, and we've lowered our standards and all this. Later in the day, they have their press conference, and the fans are saying, okay, it's explained. This guy runs a 4.5, and with 15 pounds, he's going to be an All-American. And it was all good.
Yeah, they can spin it any way they want.
Right.
Fans are going to eat it up because, look, what are you going to do all offseason? You going to be disappointed or are you going to be hopeful? You're going to be excited. You'd much rather be hopeful and excited than disappointed, no matter who you are, even if you're a Tennessee fan.
Oh, man. So did Willie also announce who the quarterback's going to be? Did he before spring practice? Has he given us any of that?
No, but he did say that DeAndre Francois would participate in some form, maybe not fully participate. So that's interesting. Definitely shows that he wants to get a look at all of these guys, Hockman, Blackman, Francois. They're all going to be there in some capacity. I still think Blackman's going to get the majority of the reps just because I can't see Francois doing too much in these live scrimmages in some of these more 11-on-11 type situations. Like I think he just wants Francois to be more engaged, so he's going to have him participate in some capacity.
Is Bailey Hockman a fit at Florida State someday as the quarterback?
Boy. Oh, boy. See, I do these Facebook Lives, Bill, on the Noles 24/7 page, and whenever I start talking quarterbacks, and I don't mention Bailey Hockman, the Hockman hive comes at me in full force. There is a Hockman hive out there in FSU Nation, and they're a rabid bunch. And if you don't talk, so I'm glad we're going to talk Hockman because I don't need the hive coming after me.
Yeah.
My thing is, I do think he's going to be involved. Everybody wants to know, like, you know, where he stands or this, that, and the other. You know, he was a redshirt last year. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, we got to see this spring. He is going to be in competition. There's no doubt about it. He has somewhat of the skill set that I think could thrive in Florida State's offense. I'm not counting him out. I just don't have a whole lot to say about him right now because he hasn't really had a shot yet. And we'll know everything we need to know by the time spring ends on where Bailey Hockman stands. I do think he's going to be involved in this QB race. I wouldn't put him as the favorite to win it. He's not my favorite to win it. But I'm not completely counting them out.
was talking to Rusty Manziel yesterday, and he said Georgia's really good again, meaning the state, but it's not a good year. After the year that they had at quarterback this year and the last couple of years has been outstanding, he says it's down as far as the class of 19 with quarterbacks in the state of Georgia.
Down in the South in general.
It is. So I was going to ask you about Florida.
Right now I was talking to a couple coaches from a few different schools in the state, and as of right now, there's not one quarterback in the state that's a definite Power Five offer. One could emerge, but it's just a really strange year where there's not a single quarterback in the state of Florida that warrants a sure Power Five offer right now.
And you're saying it's a South-wide thing too, right?
Yeah, really in the South. You know, Bo Nix, who's already committed to Auburn and is a legacy prospect there, is probably the best quarterback in the South right now. And for all intents and purposes, he's off the board.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a serious lack of arms. And then you get to Sam Howell in Carolina. I don't know if you really consider Carolina the South. I don't really consider it the South. But he would be probably next man up in terms of next best quarterback after Bo Nix. So there's not a whole lot. Now, coaches get paid a whole lot of money to kind of find the next one. And I do think by the time spring ball ends, we'll have some more names that emerge in terms of legitimate quarterback options in the South. But right now it's very thin, very shallow pool.
For everybody, that's Patrick Nix's son. And there in Alabama. And Patrick Nix was actually more of a pro baseball player, but was a very good quarterback as well. Josh Newberg is with us from the Big 3 Roll-Up and also 24/7 Sports, talking the state of Florida. We went back yesterday with Gator Dave, but we were discussing, when's the last time all three of those schools, and I am leaving out UCF and USF and Boca and all that, which I'll catch heat for that. But the three schools, Florida, Florida State, and Miami, when's the last time they were all really, really good together? We had to go back to 2000. All three of them won in 2000 double-digit games. How about that?
Yeah. I would say that early 2000s. Of course, the late 90s. I mean, that's the period of time everybody remembers. When Florida State, Miami, whenever they would play each other, it always had huge implications on the line. But, yeah. I guess 2000. I mean, Florida State still had a little juice in 2001, 2002, and that's, of course, when the Canes were really taking off. But, yeah, that's crazy, huh? Almost
it
20
is.
Years ago.
Long time, and then, of course, Noel fans will tell you that was right on the eve of the lost decade. Right there.
Which, at the end of the day, wasn't even as bad as, I mean, looking back on it, they still won during that lost decade. They still won like three or four ACC championships.
Well, and they had the 05 year where they played Penn State in the Orange Bowl? Was that 05? Mm-hmm. I think it was right in there. Yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah. 05 or 06, right. Yeah.
There were some moments. Tell everybody what you've got for the Big 3 Roll-Up coming up.
The Big 3 Roll-Up this week, Kev finally got over his signing day hangover, so we get a little action from him this week. We also had Peter Ariz, a friend of the Bill King Show, right?
Why did he quit?
Well, Pete comes on and says a final word. And he describes it as he came on the Big 3 Roll-Up to say his final word. So for all the Canes fans out there, Peter Ariz definitely left you hanging. You're going to want to find out what he's got up next and his reasoning for leaving when he did. So he is out of the media industry for now, at least.
Well, he's a PR guy for some company. Right?
He's an agent. He got into the agent world, which is a, I guess I can see where that kind of blends in covering recruiting.
Now, he's a spokesperson for an agency, or he's actually an agent?
I don't think he's a spokesperson at all. I think he's working for a sports agency at this
point.
All
right.
And he explains it on the podcast, and I asked him about the timing of it all, and, you know, I kind of felt bad for Canes fans. Peter kind of was the face of Cane Nation, and he just kind of left them like high and dry 3 weeks before signing day. And I demanded an answer on behalf of all Canes fans everywhere.
I'm gonna have to go hear that part. All the yeah, filth and all the cussing. I'll cut through all that.
I don't think we're cussing too much. I don't think so. New year, new big three roll up.
And they can get that on all the platforms, right?
Oh yeah, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, wherever you download this stuff, you can get whatever. It. So
gotcha. All right, my man. Appreciate the time.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot.
There you go. Yeah, for you folks, when we had a Miami guest on, typically it had become Peter Ariz, who was doing really good and very well-liked guy and was good on the radio. And a couple of weeks ago, he announced he's getting out. It was rather abrupt, and let's use that word again today, nebulous. And, hey, do whatever you got to do. It's not my business, but I just found it kind of odd, the timing. And it was right before, a couple weeks before signing day, and he got out. And Berg was just talking about how he's joined an agency, which maybe he's going to be damn good at it. I don't know that, but Cane fans were kind of left without their main guy there a little bit. Kev down there and everybody else. We have the rest of this hour to hang out. Free form, long form, topics left and right we can get into. Tomorrow, no Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong has asked for a reprieve. He wants some time off, so he will not be with us for a while. But we do have Chris Landry tomorrow. And I will add to that arsenal a little later today when I think clearly out what I want to do with the show tomorrow. Friday, of course, Brad will be with us in hour number 3. So we have a lot going on here. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill Is King. Tweets on air, Buffalo Wings and Rings Cool Springs. Do you have the shampoo yet? You need to get it. Good friend that I had not talked to in a while sent me an email, Ray Dunning. A lot of you will know him. Well, some of you will know him. He used to bring me back in the local radio days. He would have celebrity sports figures come to town, and they would sign baseball cards. I mean, I'm talking about the best of the best, the biggest names possible. And when we were in that world, he would bring them by the station. We'd interview them. I mean, you name it. Biggest names out there. And but anyways, got to know him a long time ago. Knew him before that. Knew him back in high school, actually. But he emailed me and said, Bill, what about the shampoo? Ray Dunning. And Ray's always had, man, that big, thick head of hair, man. He got the good stuff. I didn't. He got the good stuff. But he inquired about it. Shampoo is for anybody. Doesn't matter what your hair status is. It is wonderful for you. If you're like me and you need some help up top, which has been going now in about 7 months with the hair products, it has really helped. Never seen my hair grow faster. Never felt better. Scalp feels fantastic. It's a spray as well for your scalp. Email billisking7@gmail.com to get information about that. And just leave a phone number. That's what you do. And we'll get right back to you. Let's get the break here as we chug on into hour number 3, Wednesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's still sluggish here on 40 westbound, trying to get past Spence Lane, coming in through Hermitage, Donaldson. It's also still very heavy on 65 up through Williamson County right now. It's that traffic surge from all that problems we had earlier in Williamson County on 65 north, a wreck 440 eastbound on that ramp at West End. If you're looking for the best bargains, check out GimmeA5.com. They're in Clark, Lebanon, Dixon, Madison. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. All also on Facebook and Twitter, or see him in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail public. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
Smashville is your home for the NHL Western Conference champion Nashville Predators. And WNSR is your home for the best coverage. Predneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Every game day morning starting at 5 a.m., Crazy Charlie Saunier and his crew take you around the league with updates, interviews, and more. For the best coverage of the Nashville Predators, make sure you're locked in every game day morning starting at 5. For Predneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here is a look at your SkyWatch weather forecast for today. Showers likely, high in the lower 60s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy, windy, and warm. High tomorrow in the lower 70s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Some areas could see some showers, low in the lower 50s. And it looks like more on and off showers are possible in the forecast as we head into the weekend. I'm Commander Chuck, your SkyWatch weather.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Maybe we'll do that show someday. We were talking to Berg about signing day, and that is true. Think about it now. Maybe you're one of the teams like Georgia where just everything is ecstasy that day. Everything's good. All the news is just good, and then there's more good news. It's almost overwhelming. The news is so good. That was probably, I would say, the most euphoric fan base on signing day was Georgia because, again, they were back in the one slot, probably had what might be their best class ever. Now, we'll let that settle itself in the future. But at least from a notoriety point of view, on signing day, it's probably their best class. And again, they've had a million fantastic classes dating back to Rig Off and before. Alabama had a good day with Patrick Surtain and didn't get everything they wanted after that, but still, it was a good class, six or seven, somewhere in there. After being number one every year since 2010-ish or something in recruiting rankings, Clemson had a really good day. What was the stat? Clemson got the number one player from how many states? Like Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Louisiana. It was something like that. I mean, it was like five states or something. So Clemson, I know their fans are ecstatic too. But on signing day, even if you get some bad news and then your message board melts down, or let's say you're on Twitter and your fan base is melting down because you're whiffing and you're calling out assistant coaches because they had all these guys lined up to the end, didn't get one of them. So he's a bum and this thing went south, and why is this guy even on the staff? He can't even get it done. But as the day progresses, and then your coach gets to the podium, and he soothes everybody's feelings, it all becomes okay. Yeah, I'm feeling better now. I just heard Coach at the podium, and he says it's going to be all right. He went line by line through our players, and he explained it all, and it makes sense. I'm glad I saw that. I feel so much better. I think I'm going to pour myself some wine. It's all going to be good. We'll play that. We need to play that game someday. Not today. But probably put it out on Twitter. On signing day, give me the things that a coach could ask you to do that you would do. Because you go into a hypnotic trance when your coach is speaking on signing day. He could say anything and you're going to believe him. As long as it's good now. You don't want him to stand up there and say, we suck. But they never say that. Literally now, literally, and I mentioned this with Berg earlier, a coach could say at the podium, now first he's got to butter you up, right? Ball's good, this guy's better than you think, this guy was underrated, can't believe this guy didn't get the notoriety, we think he's going to be our best player ever at that position, going through it, and you're all just giddy, right? Just, oh, you're giggling like it's your first time at the high school dance. That kind of giggle, right? So now you're in a hypnotic trance, and I was telling Berg, he could say, okay, all fans of State U, our school, I want you to disrobe right now and just start running in the streets naked, just wild and screaming like you're happy. They'd do it. They would absolutely do it. They would agree to it and do it. If he said, if the coach said, okay, here's what I want you to do, get a good night's sleep, yeah. Party a little bit, but I want all of you to get a good night's sleep at 3 a.m. I want you all at the same time to get up. Set your alarm at 3 a.m. and go out and check your tire pressure on your car. Just randomly. 3 a.m. I just want you to get up and go do it. You do it. He can make you do anything. He's got you. He's got you in a trance that day. And you've got no choice except believe everything he says. Then a couple of years down the road, you start seeing the truth, which sometimes it is good. Sometimes Johnny Four-Star or whoever turns out to be good, like he said. And then others aren't. That's the roll of the dice. And even though you know that it doesn't work perfectly like that because you've lived it and you've watched it and you've learned it, he can come back that very next year and that signing day and say the same thing to you and you will fall for it again. Every time. Judd says, thanks for getting that on the air. Yeah, Judd was asking Kevin Hagan to explain what he meant when he was on last week. So we got that done, Judd. We aim to please, man. We are on this show, we are in the service business. We are here to serve you for the betterment of mankind. And the topics are riveting, as you know, every day. Back to the Notre Dame thing. Notre Dame appealed their situation about the athletes and the academics and the cheating. And the appeals committee said, nope. So as of now, they have to vacate the 2012 and 2013 wins. Now, just to explain, a forfeit is not the same as vacating. In this case, vacating. It means it never happened. Literally. Never happened. The wins. So that's 21 wins. They went 12-1, regular season 12-0, 12-1. Then they went 9-4. Now, a forfeit means that those wins turn into a loss. That's not what this is. This is a W disappearing. You bleach it out. It's gone. It never happened. And the Reverend John Jenkins at Notre Dame is pretty ticked. And if you want to read up on it, I'm not going to go back through that. Just go and search it on Twitter and you'll see. Just search the Reverend John Jenkins on Twitter and you will have a million different items come up with his commentary, his statement on what they did to Notre Dame. And what they did to Notre Dame was they took a situation where Notre Dame found out about the cheating, exposed it, it was public, suspended the players for a season. Everett Golson sat out a season. Kavari Russell sat out a season. Ishaq Williams sat out a season, never got back in. Never got back. They laid down the law, and still the NCAA hit them, which wasn't even commensurate with what the rule now says it is, which was changed in 2016. Meanwhile, North Carolina gets off scot-freaking-free. Just saying. We were talking with Buck about this earlier, too. If we knew how many football power-playing universities had situations unlike Notre Dame, or like Notre Dame, except that thing disappeared. It went away. We'd probably be astonished, because I don't think many schools expose a counselor of some sort doing work for a player that gets turned in and gets a good grade. A, there's probably systems in place where it can't get caught. B, if you do get caught, it goes away. So Notre Dame did it right in the midst of what I assume is probably a lot of cheating going on around America. Exposed it, punished it, severely punished it, and still got hit by the NCAA. Just saying. Now, some of you are going to act like your school, there's no way your players are cheating. And I can't say they're all cheating, but I would say at any random school right now, any random school, doesn't matter which one, I'm not pointing anyone out, there's probably a lot of that going on. Now, if you were just a regular student and you went to your college, wherever you went, and you were in a sorority or a fraternity, there were all kinds of tests you could get your hands on. We were talking to Buck about that, too. Now, I don't know. Is that cheating? If you have old tests, I mean, I don't know if that's cheating. That's just the way the test looked yesterday. But there were always stacks and stacks of old tests that you could study, or maybe the test is going to look something like this. The other thing is there was access to papers, term papers, papers in general about various topics that you could basically grab and duplicate. Here it is. I mean, there's endless resources like that at frat houses, much less athletic departments, you know. It's everywhere. I'm just saying, man. Jason says, Bill Saban hypnotized me at the podium. He said they didn't strike out on anything, and I believed him. Well, now I'll say this. If Nick stands up at the podium and says, I don't give a damn whether this class is ranked number one or number six or number seven, we got what we wanted, and we're going to win with them, I would say at that point, Nick's kind of earned the right to be believed. I don't know that of all the coaches out there, he's probably one that can do that and can spin it if he wanted to, and you'd have to believe him, because nobody keeps the resume updated better than he does, right? Nobody. Yeah, Nick can stand up there and say anything he wants. Doesn't matter. And he's probably on the right. I did not watch any of the coaches. I probably should have, but I didn't. Just because through the years, it's useless for me. Unless it's just some audio we can have fun with. I was gonna suggest we grab the various press conferences on signing day, and every time a coach says either we met our needs or we filled our needs, we just pull that clip and then make a collage out of it. It'll last for like 2 minutes. That might be funny. But the individual coaches, no, I didn't pay any attention to. Nick's probably pretty good. Did Nick get mad at anybody about anything? I don't think so, because that would have been all over the internet too, right? That'd have been all over Twitter. Look, Nick lost it. some rookie Cub reporter just asked Nick about all the swings and misses in this recruiting class. Look at Nick's face. And how many ites did you get out of that? But I don't recall anything like that happening. Tomorrow on the show, we've got Chris Landry. No Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong wants some time off, man. Walk Fong's had it. So it'll be a while before Wilt Fong's back. Landry will be with us, and I probably, for you Irish fans and you fans that want to get into this academic thing, probably get Brian Driscoll on from Blue and Gold. Don't have that lined up yet, but probably going to target him, get him on. And I put out a feeler for Jeff Ketchum yesterday from Orange Bloods. Have not heard back from him. That's another one I was working on. Tried to actually get that done today. That did not happen for today's show. I tried. Matter of fact, he has not replied. I sent that to him. It says here on my DM 20 hours ago. He's Hugh freezing me right now is what's happening with that situation. Life insurance with Jason.com. Our good friend Jason Herring. Life insurance with Jason.com. And that site is self-explanatory. All the contact information is there. Everything you need is right there for you. And it's all about taking care of you. Whether you are totally healthy, feel good, everything's going well, you still need protection. Let's say you have some pre-existing conditions and you're worried about that. You are under the impression that they couldn't clear you. Or if they did, it would be so expensive, it's really not worth it. Don't make that assumption. It's more reasonable and it's more doable than ever before. He does that every day. Jason Herring, great guy. Or maybe you've got a policy that's running a little bit low on time. Either way. Life insurance with Jason.com. That sometimes is a little awkward, meaning the topic, but it doesn't have to be because he is a great guy. You will like him and you will feel absolutely at home. He understands the business and he understands how to comfort you and to get you where you need to go. You being protected, you and your family. Life insurance with Jason.com is the site, spelt just like it sounds. Go in there. All the contact information is there. And contact him, Jason Herring. Got to get the break here. Bill King, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. People are still slipping and sliding down here. We got a crash 24 westbound near 440. Also 440 east there at West End. Clearing that wreck from earlier in Bordeaux, 4100 block at Clarksville Pike. There's still a lot of traffic on 65 still coming up through Williamson County. Half Price Foods has two locations, Lebanon, Dixon. Go by and see them today. They've got household supplies, regular food, and dog food marked 50% off. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The year is 2018, and in the state of Tennessee, citizens have found a new instant game that delivers incredible amounts of fun.
Wow, loaded with $100 prizes!
Exclusive, exciting, here for a limited time only, and starring your best odds ever to win $100 or more.
This game is awesome!
This February, get ready for one of the biggest blockbusters ever with the limited edition instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Honey, I wanted to make this Valentine's Day memorable.
Aww.
Lobster, smooth jazz, jumbo books, and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Wait, what?
Strawberries?
No, before that.
My smooth jazz playlist is called Let's Get Sexual.
No, after that.
Oh, jumbo bucks instant games from the Tennessee Lottery?
Yeah.
Well, you can't win 75 grand from jewelry.
I could win 75 grand?
If you're lucky.
Oh, baby.
Make this Valentine's Day one to remember with Valentine's Day jumbo bucks only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokaro Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Nissan Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on-site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at NissanOfRivergate.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From site writers to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Omni Nashville Hotel. What's happening at Michigan and Tennessee with the staff? Let's start with Rocky Top. Yesterday they, I think, fired. He's gone, I know that. Robert Gillespie. Interesting, because Gillespie was the one former staff member, member of the Butch staff that was retained. Now we get a week out from signing day, and he is, in essence, let go. Didn't mesh. Now, that wasn't anything from Jim Pruitt. I haven't seen any quotes there. If there are, I haven't seen them. But apparently, he wasn't getting it done in some form or fashion. I don't know. It just didn't work out, or what happened. Some talk about Chris Winkie coming in. Now, again, I'm not saying this is a real big deal. It just seemed kind of odd. Didn't Jay Graham do the same thing when Butch got there? Now, Jay played there. Gillespie actually played in Florida. Gillespie played his high school ball in Mississippi. But signed and went down and played at Florida. Pretty good little back, actually. And was roundly praised by Tennessee fans. Even on Butch's staff, like, there's a guy that has to be retained. And now you're hearing some say, well, man, they didn't do a good job with Alvin Kamara. They did not use him nearly like they should have. Same with John Kelly. Misused him. Goal line situations, short yardage situations against Florida. Oh, lots of complaints there about not getting the ball to Kelly. Now, do you lay that on the running back coach, or you lay that on the offensive coordinator, Larry Scott? Or do you lay it on Butch? Either way. But that was a little bit odd. Again, I don't think it means a whole lot, and Gillespie still got a year left on his contract, so he's taken care of. I think he was making $500K. He's taken care of. So that's good. And I mentioned to you, I talked to a couple staff members about how it all went down when Jeremy was announced at Tennessee. He had the press conference, and then they went up to the offices and met with the staff collectively and let them all go, which is normal. Happens with every staff. Very, very rarely. They may keep one or two, but a lot of times they'll get rid of all of them just because it's new and they want to start new with their people. It's very normal. And after you let them all go, the human resources person goes office to office and gives them their papers, and they all had at least a year left on their contracts. But then they told Gillespie, actually, we want to keep you. So he stayed and went through recruiting with them and all that. And actually Gillespie was on the Tennessee travel group that went through the state of Tennessee on signing day, or I guess it was the next day, where they come to Nashville, they go to Memphis, they go all over the state, and they talk to the fans. Sit up there on stage and talk about the players they got and whatever, take questions and all that. Good goodwill tour kind of thing. He was there. but then got let go yesterday for whatever reason. Now, I haven't heard anything specific about why that went down, just that obviously they have parted ways. That's the only thing I know. Now, with Michigan, it's a little bit weird because their offense has been bankrupt for a while. Defense has been really good under Don Brown. Offense has all kinds of messed up. They can't get physical. They can't get downhill. Passing game's weak. Running game isn't as good as it ought to be. Offensive line hasn't been as good as it should be. So Ed Warner, who is an offensive line, that's where his PhD is. You don't want him calling plays, has been hired there. We know that. They still have Pep Hamilton. Now, there were some rumors that Tim Drevno would be let go or would move on or something. I don't know that that's happened, but I can tell you I've heard that from inside. I haven't seen anything that would back that up. And then you have McElwain coming in essence, work with the wide receivers. So I don't know how they're going to divvy all that up. Who's going to call the plays? Is it still Drevno? Do you take that away from him? If you give it to Ed Warner, I don't think that's a good idea. I think Ed's a very good offensive line coach. I would not have him calling plays. Would Jim call the plays? It's getting weird up there, man, on that side of the ball. I can't figure it out. All I know is they have to get Shea Patterson cleared, and once they do, are they going to do what he does best, which is not typically what Michigan looks like offensively, or do they take him and make him do the I formation Michigan way, which is stringent and straightforward and attacking A-gaps? I'm probably stereotyping too much, but and there's nothing wrong with that. I think at Michigan, you like to be physical and get downhill and steamroll people. Nothing wrong with that at all. Matter of fact, I appreciate that style of play a lot. If you can do it, do it. So I thought there were two situations there, not related at all, and not trying to go negative on it necessarily. Probably a little more negative I am on Michigan right now than Tennessee, because Jeremy's just getting started. There's really nothing. It's a blank canvas for Jeremy. For Harbaugh, we just finished year three, and it was a big buzzkill. Even for the hardcore Michigan fans in this audience, it was a big buzzkill. Now, if you're a Buckeye or you're a Spartan or you're one of the many fans that do not like Michigan, it's funny to you. Because I think Michigan probably has nationwide more enemies than any other school right now. Whether it's natural historic enemies or enemies in general. They got a lot of them. Nothing wrong with that if you can win. Nothing wrong with that at all. PrimoSeats.com for all your ticket needs. Use the name Bill Is King. We're getting close to the spring. We're not there yet, but concert season. People going to concerts. PrimoSeats.com or back to sporting events. NCAA basketball, whether it's now regular season or March Madness, just around the corner. NBA ball, NHL, Major League Baseball, just around the corner. All of the above. Absolutely. PrimoSeats.com. And use the name Bill Is King. 5% off by doing that. Put that name, Bill Is King or Bill King, in the promo code box. We need one more break on this Wednesday edition. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. People are still slipping and sliding down here. We got a crash 24 westbound near 440. Also 440 east there at West End. Clearing that wreck from earlier in Bordeaux, 4100 block at Clarksville Pike. There's still a lot of traffic on 65 still coming up through Williamson County. Half Price Foods has two locations, Lebanon, Dixon. Go by and see them today. They've got household supplies, regular food, and dog food marked 50% off. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Vanderbilt baseball lives here.
It is way out of here. Fastball swing and a miss for strike three.
This is your home for the Commodores.
Double play. Vanderbilt wins.
Going back to the track and makes the catch.
Catch the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
Your season-long home for Vanderbilt baseball is Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here is a look at your SkyWatch weather forecast for today. Showers likely, high in the lower 60s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy, windy, and warm. High tomorrow in the lower 70s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Some areas could see some showers, low in the lower 50s. And it looks like more on and off showers are possible in the forecast as we head into the weekend. I'm Commander Chuck, your SkyWatch weather.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
I'm the Nashville Hotel. Good show. Appreciate all the guesting. Josh Newberg, Charles Arbuckle, Kevin Hagan. Interesting conversation with Kevin about the dynamic between Nick and Kirby, Nick and Pruitt, Pruitt and Kirby, Kirby and Jimbo, Kirby and Muschamp. Oh, we played that game. That was top of hour two. If you missed it, it's all there for you archived. Crazy Charlie already has it posted up there for you. Good show, though. A lot of good topics, a lot of cool topics. Tomorrow, it'll be Chris Landry. No Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong's going to be off for some time. But Landry will be with us, and whatever else I decide to do with the show will be determined as today progresses. Not sure what I'll do. If you have any requests that you want to put on Twitter, at Bill is King, just send them to me. We'll see. We'll see. If it matches up with the topics on this show that keep our little Ferris wheel moving, then I probably would schedule them. If it's something off the beaten path that's going to be a buzzkill, probably won't. Just depends. Unless we're just frivolous that day and we do whatever we want to do, which we typically do that anyways. I do want to get Brian Driscoll, not related to Jeff Driscoll, Brian Driscoll on, talk a little Fighting Irish tomorrow since the NCAA just went back and took 21 wins from them, dating back to 12 and 13. Might get into that a little bit more tomorrow morning. We pretty much did our spiel on that today. Gary says, the Reverend John Jenkins should be pissed. North Carolina should list titles and wins, meaning lose, is what I think he meant. Notre Dame should not have. North Carolina gets by with nothing other than legal fees, right? Notre Dame loses 21 wins. Notre Dame did it right. North Carolina didn't. We've preached a lot, though. The NCAA's always not been like a legal court of law. Case study, case history, typically never matches up with the NCAA. It's not a court of law. It's not the same thing. So I'm not shocked at the inconsistency here. I just think it's wrong. It doesn't square up at all. 97.7 down there in the Rocket City. Appreciate them. The local mothership, WNSR, where Crazy Charlie is every day working his magic. Doing a fantastic job. Archives are posted for you. I'll be on Twitter all day at Billis King. Lodge Pop.